JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by the big Australian Mason Cox.
Our next guest is a Collingwood cult hero who can always be relied upon to bring showtime to the footy.
Got it to the runner of Mason Cox, who called for the handball return. Big Mason, you can't do that. Back-to-back goals for the Magpies. And he's pumped with himself.
Please welcome the Australian pie, Mason Cox.
Bill, yes. Handball receive and then slotted it from 50 on the run.
It was like a giraffe going through there, Jim.
My goodness, Big Mace, that's a career first and almost your best snag.
I think I've maybe done one bounce in my life and one running goal from 50. So I think I've ticked every box.
That was brilliant. Oh, great to have him on board because now you're an Aussie, Mace.
Yeah, officially an Australian citizen. Super, super awesome yesterday, being able to go through the ceremony and everything else with Sally Cup. And, we'll get the paperwork and hopefully the passport here soon.
Beautiful. Sitting on the couch in your thongs and having a stubby of VB.
Just sculling VB. Just like a typical Australian. Just dousing Vegemite on everything.
Well, it's been an amazing journey because you took the big punt to come out after a very good basketball career in the US and take this weird-ass game on. And now, all these years later, well, not that many years later, but you're an Aussie citizen and you're also playing some bloody good footy. So that all of that must feel great.
Yeah, it does feel good, man. It's probably a good way to describe AFL as weird-ass. But, it's been an amazing journey, amazing experience. And this is something, probably one of the proudest moments off-field I've had being an Australian citizen now.
And it is a tough sport. And you've had the good times and you've had the bad times. You've lived through all those.
Oh, yeah. I had a few people in the media that were cracking me over the years. And it really kind of humbles you and makes you feel right at home.
And then when you do all right, the other week when he was on fire.
Bloody hell.
What about? And then he gets that strut going, don't you, Coxie? Do you realise about that strut when you're on fire?
We're entertainers. We get paid to entertain. So I'm just doing my job.
Mate, it's brilliant is what it is.
It is.
So what is it, when you front up, is there a big ceremony attached to becoming an Australian citizen or is it pretty much just a paperwork thing?
Well, it's a little bit of paperwork. It's been 8 years in the making, and I was fortunate enough to club essentially organized this whole thing at the MCG yesterday. So had Sally Capp, who's the first female board member for the club, is now Lord Mayor of Melbourne. She was the kind of host for the ceremony, which was awesome. So she kind of swore me in as a citizen. And we did it at the MCG, and Collingwood just kind of, you know, reached out to all the different media and everything else to set it up. And it was just a really, really special day. Family was there. Friends were there. Two of my best friends here in Australia that are American got citizenship at the same time. So the three of us all kind of got sworn in at the same time, which is a very, very special, man. It was an amazing day yesterday.
And Mum and Dad were there, which is great also. But Darcy Moore, Mark Anderson, the CEO, and the coach was there. That's nice.
Yeah, Craig was there with his wife. It was the funniest thing, actually. So he's front row and his wife's next to him. And I know Craig and my two friends were the first three up. So we shook everyone's hand. They knew Gab is his wife, and we shook her hand, but then we set a precedent for everyone else there, thinking she was some kind of government official. So we shook her hand the whole time, all 110 people.
They all shook her hand.
She was kind of government official. It was awesome. I was entertained for that all day.
And she couldn't say, no, I'm not. Yeah, she just went along with it. How good's that?
Oh, she had a high five. She was doing handshakes. She was all over it.
And then, of course, big game this week against the Giants. They're going okay. It's at the MCG, but a big one for Collingwood, and you're in pretty good form.
Yeah. It'll be a big one on Sunday. We've had a bit of a refresher with the bye week last week, and coming off Queen's birthday, obviously a massive match with the M&D round and everything else. And, we're excited for the week. You know, it's we'll probably start really preparing tomorrow, so the day we'll kind of start looking over the different players and their style of play and everything else. But yeah, it'll be a big game. Like, we want to continue this kind of momentum we have over the last four games and kind of continue that post-bye.
Funny, but I tell you what will come up on the whiteboard is the form of the Giants over Collingwood. I think they've won the last five against the Magpies.
Yeah, they spanked us in the preseason. So we'll definitely be aware of what they're capable of. There's no doubt about that. But we've been playing good footy recently, so hopefully we'll back ourselves in and hopefully come out with a win.
Huge focus on Jordan Dugowie during the week for obvious reasons. Have you spoken to him? How's he going?
I haven't spoken to him yet. I've texted him back and forth, and even yesterday he sent me a message to say congratulations on the citizenship and everything else. So he's still hanging around. He's going all right, I think. I'm not going to speak too much for him and put words into his mouth, but we're all here to support him. Obviously, it's been a big week for him and for the club, and a lot of attention on it and everything else. So it's a crazy thing, you know. It's some things like this happen, and you kind of feel like the world's weighing down here at the moment, you know. And I'm sure he's feeling that at the moment, but. All we have to do is just kind of give them support, you know, and that's as a teammate, that's the best that you can do.
Oh, well done.
And that's what footy clubs are good at, getting around your mate.
No doubt about that. Yeah. We will get to a break. And as I said off air to Mace, all I can do is apologise for what's coming up next. All right, so
citizenship quiz.
Oh, my God.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We must have better radio.
We are joined by Collingwood's Mason Cox.
Yes, indeed. Now, Mace, if you're going to be an Aussie, you've got to answer some questions. Do you actually have to do that in the real stuff?
Yeah, I've got to go. I think it's like a 20-question quiz you've got to do before you can be a citizen. So I did get one wrong on that question, on that quiz. It was the who's the direct line for the Queen of Australia, which I don't know if either one of you know the answer to that.
Well, I would have thought the Governor-General.
I'd say the Auditor-General.
Yeah, Governor-General's correct. So... Yeah. That's the one I got wrong on the test, unfortunately. But luckily, you just have to get a passing score to be able to get into citizenship.
Well, I've got some questions for you, Big Meso.
Here we go.
Fire away, brother.
Now you're an Aussie. What's your beer of choice?
Beer of choice? Mountain Goat. Mountain Goat Cola.
VB or Carlton Draft, thanks.
Looking for a sponsorship.
All right. What's your favourite takeaway?
Favourite takeaway? I've got a local pizzeria called Fratellino's around the corner. Tim Boyle used to play for Hawthorne and owns the place.
Yeah.
So a little shout out for him.
Righto. What about a KFC or a McDonald's or something like that?
Well, they're not.
I got to say KFC. We're sponsored by KFC. So KFC. I'll say that one.
They're
so,
in Australia.
Think you're looking good.
Well done. What's your favorite song?
Favorite song? Down Under.
Yeah. Oh, bullshit.
I thought that was the anthem for a long time. So I was thinking national anthem yesterday, and I realized it wasn't. So it was either that or horses, I figured.
Horses?
Neither one of them came up.
Well, not this one.
I started singing, bye, Mr. American, bye.
The levee
was dry.
Oh, man. Bye-bye, Magpie. That's going to be my retirement song, I think.
Who holds the record for the most goals in a game at the Gabba?
Oh, my God.
At the Gabba?
At the Gabba.
That's a good question. I don't know. It's is it a Brisbane team?
No, it's me.
Oh, my God.
As I say, I was Craig McCrary, just love it. He's one of my coaches. So.
Who finished equal seventh in the 1990 Brownlow medal count?
Do any more of this?
I don't know. It's seventh is something you should be proud of, Billy, but I'll say yourself.
One more, maybe. Which much loved member of the Footy Show retired last year after 27 years at Channel 9? Mason?
Sam Newman?
Very good. Hey, what's the best Aussie slang you love? You just love, you know, you love hearing like, I don't know, that's a Barry Crocker, we say, or how's your 20-cent coin?
I've been saying this, and I'm still lost on this word, fair dinkum. If you can describe what the hell fair dinkum means to me, then I'll be better for it, I think.
You're not fair dinkum, eh?
It's like you can throw it on any sentence. I feel like it works.
How's your 20-cent coin? What does that mean?
The groin.
Oh.
Or your Kalgoorlie boulder.
Never heard that.
Your Kalgoorlie boulder, your shoulder. That's a bit of rhyming.
Still got a lot to learn.
Yeah. Fair dinkum. Now, every time I see, I look in the papers and you go down the back for the red carpet photos, guess who's in there? M. Cox. Every time his big head sticking out there, you go to the opening of a fridge door.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I've been stuck inside for 2.5 years from this government, so I might as well get out and enjoy life a bit now.
No, that is a very good point you make.
Yes, exactly.
So tell us about the States, mate. How many times can you get back there? Do you still enjoy going, we should say home, but now Australia is your home, but you still enjoy going back to your old homeland?
Yeah, definitely, now. It's the first place I go back to in the off-season. Obviously, I've got the rest of the family still there, two brothers, mom and dad, and extended family, so... Yeah, that's always the first place, man. I love the U.S. It's always got a special place in my heart, just like Australia. So, go back there always at least once a year, say hi to the fam. My parents would be too happy with me if I didn't, but I'm very fortunate enough, and our family, we've been Good enough to be able to see each other at least twice a year. So mom and dad obviously are out at the moment till July 12th. So they come out once a year. And it's good just to be able to share this experience. They've given up so much for me to be where I'm at and to give me the opportunities I've got today to be able to do what I'm doing. So it's always something special to me to be able to share kind of these moments like last night and yesterday getting citizenship.
Oh, yeah. Now, are they based in Dallas?
Yeah, Dallas, Texas. And then brothers are in Washington up in the Northwest and then down in Austin.
I've never been to Dallas. I hear Austin is a ripping joint. They reckon if you can't have fun in Austin, there's something wrong with you.
Oh, 100%. I'll tell you, Aussies are going to America. Everyone does the whole, like, you know, LA, Vegas, New York. But if you throw a little curveball in there of Austin, Texas, I guarantee you'll have a good time.
Does Austin go to Austin?
Does Austin go to Austin? Nah, our brother's up in Seattle. Other brothers, Nolan down in Austin.
Well, you've got a brother, Austin. And we spoke to Nolan on the show because he just won a premiership over there.
Yeah, you did. I was actually sitting right next to him. I told him, I don't want to talk about contracts. I don't want to talk to Billy. And you know, he said, he goes, oh, no, Mason's not available. He's inside. Now, my ass is 2 feet away.
Well done. Hey, good luck this week. And looking at a picture of Mason and his mum and dad, and they're not that tall.
No, nah, mom's about 6 foot, so we get it from my mom's side.
Righto. All right.
Yeah.
What are you trying to suggest?
Well, nothing. Suggesting nothing.
Careful. Careful.
Hey, good luck this week. Good luck this Sunday, Cocko, at the MCG.
Thanks so much, bro. I appreciate it.
Well done, mate. You're a bloody star.
No, thanks, mate. And maybe next year or sometime in the future, you can get up past the seventh in the Brownlow.
Mason Cox from the Collingwood Football Club. Make sure you head along on Sunday. You can grab your tickets at tickettech.com.au.